3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is, oh yeah, it's Friday Eve. It's Independence Day Eve. It's, you know, it's that day. It's that day we got to get through to get to the other days. And this week, those other days have an extra day. And so this is the day before the day that, you know what I'm saying. We're getting ready for Independence Day. The vast majority of us have long weekends. I know in many places the workday already ended, right? About, oh, I don't know, 3 hours ago? Noon, the day before the holiday. We got a client. We'll be working from home. We'll be working remotely. How remote are you working? Well, yeah, I'm going to be looking for the remote because I'll be watching stuff on TV. That's exactly how it is. Congratulations to President Trump, who scores another massive victory. Do you remember when this guy, back when he was, you know, just a guy, he was president and all, but nobody took it, he's this, he's that, we don't like him. Okay, fine. Do you remember when he said, you might get tired of winning. We're going to win so much, you're going to get tired of winning. Uh-huh. Anybody getting tired of winning? Because I got news for you. I'm not getting tired of winning. I'm really happy. I kind of like this winning thing. I do. I kind of like it. This whole winning thing. One of the nice things in the big, beautiful bill, Planned Parenthood defunded. Wow. So my money, my taxpayer dollars, will no longer be utilized for infanticide. Good. I love it. I do. I love that. I think it's great. And the fact that the boys who say they're girls and want to take the spots on the girls' teams and want to take the scholarships from the girls, their case is going to the Supreme Court, and I don't know how to break it to them. They might not be all that happy that it actually is making it to the Supreme Court. Because if I had to go out on a limb here, and you know I don't do predictions, but I get a sense this might be another one of those 6'3 things. And I don't mean 6'3 like that Will Thomas who pretended he was a girl who went swimming. No, I mean 6'2", 6'3". Yeah, we'll see. We've got a lot of stuff that we will be dealing with today. Brian Maloney, media equalizer, will be here at 3:35. I'll tell you, he's got a lot to unpack for us this week. You know, Brian's a political guy. I hate politics personally. I really do. But I know we've got to talk about it. We've got to address it. We've got to deal with it. And Brian's kind of my go-to guy. Brian, I don't know if he loves it, but boy, he's smart. He is a really bright guy. He'll be with us to analyze all the stuff that President Trump has gotten done. It has been the most successful week in presidential history. That's not me talking. Those are those self-proclaimed presidential historians. Many of them on the left, even they have been forced to admit, yeah, it has been the most consequential, most successful week in presidential history for a president. And that was last week. I mean, you know, this week isn't even over yet. Who knows what could happen tomorrow? And we got a whole bunch of other stuff that's going to be coming our way this afternoon, including Mindy Applewhite. Mindy is a friend. She was a career law enforcement officer here in Virginia. Great lady. I mean, a really, really great lady. And her daughter was killed by someone driving a car. Well, you know, Jeff, it's car accident. Things happen, right? No. This was a career criminal who should not have been released ever, but was released. And that bottom feeder, Scott Sorovel, Virginia Democrat leader, he described Mindy's daughter as just a statistic, a blip. I don't really care in this exchange of what his political policies are. Could you imagine for a second that you are such a creep that you would describe a beautiful, accomplished, talented young woman killed by a career criminal as a statistic? It would seem to me, regardless of your political persuasion, although this clearly has changed, but it would seem to me that every one of us who's, you know, a decent human being would be as polite or as sensitive as possible when you are dealing with a human being whose life was snuffed out. Scott Saraval described Lindsay's death as, quote, a one-off. A one-off. He also described Lindsay as having been hurt. Listen to me, you despicable person. She wasn't hurt. She was killed. This is not a good guy. I would love, I really would, I would love for any of the folks who have a connection with him on a more meaningful basis, you should reach out to him. He's not going to give a crap what I say. He didn't give a crap what the grieving mother of a killed girl felt. But somebody who actually knows him, maybe somebody who, I don't know, actually works with him, has some sort of a real connection to him, maybe you can reach out to him and explain to him that Lindsay was not a one-off. Explain that, no, Senator, she wasn't hurt. She was killed. No, Senator, she wasn't a statistic. She was a vibrant young woman who was making Virginia a better place, which I must say is far more than you have ever done, Senator. You ought to be embarrassed. Now, I mentioned he's not on my side politically. Okay. So I don't have those connections. But it would seem to me that, well, maybe Abigail Spanberger. Maybe she could reach out to her pal Scott Saraval and say, look, Scott, man, you got to make this right. That would be a good thing. I mean, Abby Spanberger continues to tell us she was a police officer for a day, and then she was at the CIA. Although, you know, she doesn't mention law enforcement in her ads. You notice that? I did notice that. But maybe she could reach out. What about Ghazala Hashmi? She serves with Saraval in the state Senate. I mean, maybe once she actually figures out where she lives, then she could reach out to her fellow senator, Scott Saraval, and say, look, Scott, man, you're off base on this one. This is wrong. It's making us look bad. Maybe that's the reason. I wouldn't be surprised if that were the actual reason, but okay, maybe that would be the reason that motivates him to do something. And maybe that Ghazala Hashmi can reach out. Say, hey, listen. You got to do something. Maybe that Jay Jones. The problem is with Jay Jones is so enamored of criminals himself that I would think he would be hard-pressed. But just as a decent person, right? Is he a decent? I don't know. I don't know him. I don't know him. I've had no interaction with him. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. But maybe he could reach out and say, hey, look, Scott, you're making your ticket look bad. How about that? Would that be an angle? Since, as far as he's concerned, Lindsay was a one-off and a statistic and doesn't even want to acknowledge that she was killed as opposed to hurt. Again, I'm just spitballing here. What do I know? I'm just some guy yapping in the afternoons. But those are just a few of the things that occurred to me. All right, we've got a lot that we will deal with this afternoon. Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, will be here at 3:35. Mindy Applewhite will be here at 5:35. Let me remind you, James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. You're always welcome to utilize it. 833-804-1140. Oh, I do have a quick question for you. Are you as annoyed as I am when people wish you a happy 4th of July or say, please enjoy the 4th of July? It just torques me, ticks me off to no end. The holiday is Independence Day. And I personally know I'm a stickler. I'm a pain in the rear end. But it does. It bugs me. And I know that people are wishing me a happy 4th of July. I'm not going to say to them, boy, I hope you have a crappy weekend. I wouldn't do that. But come on. Is it going to hurt you to acknowledge the actual, you know, holiday? I'm just saying. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.